So you went to your elementary, junior high, and high school right there?
In Worland.
In Worland. And so you graduate then?
When I was in high school and could drive, then I worked summers and worked a real cable TV job. Did installs, and I think I crawled under half the houses in Worland and drug cable around and changed the tubes. In those days, the amplifiers had tubes in them, which are always hot, and you had to change them while they were. It was a string of tubes. I think maybe a dozen. So it had six tubes in each side of this rectangular box, and a tube is kind of like an amplifier. So you're amplifying your signal, and you had to take them out one by one and put in a new one. And it burned your fingers. That's all right. Remember that. I also painted every box we had. So I actually worked for the probably three or four summers while I was in high school before I went to college.
And so you graduated in
1961.
All right. So you said you were working for a cable company.
My dad's cable company.
Your dad's, okay. So then it was about 9-10 years old by that time, your dad's cable company.
Yes.
So then it was growing and...
Yeah, he did well.
Did he sell that as a company?
After I went to college, he sold out to a company in Denver, which was buying cable systems all over the West. And he and my little sister and mother moved to where he grew up in Bloomington, Illinois, and built, I think, four cable systems back there.
Oh. And your college, where did you go to school?
I went to Arizona State. My mother's parents had a place in Phoenix, and when I was in high school, we used to go down there for vacations and stuff, and I just loved the desert. And I had a cousin on the Taylor side who was 2 years ahead of me, and he took me to a party at ASU. Anyway, I didn't even apply to Wyoming. I just applied to ASU and got in and never looked back.
Yes. What was your degree in?
Business. I started out as an engineer till I got to trigonometry, and then I changed to business.
But that was good that you did that, because you ended up being in business.
Right.
And so?
It was a good start. Met a lot of people. Arizona State was a wonderful school. It is probably a much better school now than it even was then. It's the guy running it is a guy named Crow. He's just done a fabulous job. It's a huge school, but I support them and have gone to a lot of their extracurricular things.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet a certain girl by the name of Toni?
No, I've been married twice. I met a girl named Cheryl at college. She was from Michigan. We got married on campus. I went to work the next day, or we had a weekend honeymoon. We went to Disneyland in California, and I came back and started working at a cable television manufacturing company called Amico in the west side of Phoenix, and I worked the night shift there for about a year. I graduated after summer school that year, 65. I almost moved. They were going to give me a job in charge of their warehouse in Pennsylvania. I was actually talking about moving, and then they decided to shut the warehouse down, and they subsequently went out of business. Luckily, before that all happened, I took a job with Sperry Flight Systems, the old Sperry Rand company in Phoenix. Well, I was in the marketing department selling avionics equipment, mostly to the military at that time. Gyros and stuff like that, autopilots and gyros.
All right. So then you were there for a few years, were you, with Sperry?
About a year and a half, I think. And my dad kept telling me, he said, I've got this friend, Gene Snyder, and Gene is going to sell his Casper. He had built a cable system in Casper, Wyoming, and he had a brother, couple of brothers, and for some reason he was from Texas, and they had a cable system in Perryton, Texas also, and they were going to combine that with some cable systems from a Texas group that had several cable systems. Somebody in Tulsa, Oklahoma was going to purchase the whole package. It was LVO Corporation, which was an oil company, had a lot of cash and needed some depreciation. The cable business was perfect for them. Wayne Swearingen was running that company. So my dad kept saying this, Gene Snyder, you ought to call him. And I said, well, I'm happy here. I don't need another job. So that went on maybe for 6 months. And finally, I said, okay, I'll call him. So I called him and came to Tulsa for an interview in November, I think, of 69. Met with Gene Snyder and Ed Drake. We went to Jamil's for dinner, and I drank too much. I remember that. But they offered me a job. They basically said, we'll hire anybody who knows what cable television is. They paid me 30-40% more than I was making at Sperry. So I packed up my family, sold my house, and moved here in December in an ice storm. I didn't know there was such a thing as an ice storm. I'd never come in through right down by the refinery. It's icy and slick, and we lived in the Holiday Inn, I think it is, downtown for about maybe 3 months before I found a suitable place to live.
You had children by that time?
I had twins that were really fun to play with, but they were about two and a half, three years old. And I worked in the LVO building, which is at 5th and Boston.
So United Cable.
It was called something else for, it's changed its name two or three times, but ended up as United Cable. That's what most people would recognize. And so at first we were buying cable systems. We were getting franchises for cable systems all over kind of the Midwest, Illinois, Tennessee, Oklahoma, anywhere we could. There were only about 10 of us at the time working at United Cable, trying to build this cable system. We bought some cable systems in northern Illinois, and it had a microwave company or microwave entity taking Chicago signals out to these cable systems across the northern tier and then down the middle a ways. And Gene put me in charge of the microwave company and tried to expand it. And we wound up over a period of 8-9 years. We built about 1,000 miles of microwave all over the Midwest, St. Louis to here, Dallas up to here, Houston over to New Orleans, serving cable systems about every 30 miles around Illinois, out into Iowa. And that was a reasonably good business until satellite came along.